Good morning. It is Sunday, July the 28th, and this is Ask the Mayor. I'm Chris Duffy, joined as always by Mayor Patrick Taylor. And Mayor Taylor, right after this show ended last Sunday, quite a bit of drama downtown in the form of a fire at the Highlands Playhouse. It affected a separate building from the main Playhouse building where their scene shop was. That was completely destroyed, basically. And some other areas were damaged due to the smoke and the water damage. And we had Lance Matzke from the Playhouse in here to talk about the fire this past week. But it's of concern to the town, too, because it's the town's building.
That is correct. And let me just say our fire department arrived on the scene very quickly because, you know, the fire station's right next to the building. You know, a staff member had called in that there was smoke coming from the building. Chief Gearhart and his crew responded very quickly and knocked that fire down. You know, I suspect if it had gone unreported another 10 minutes or so, that whole building would have been engulfed. And there is some structural damage to the building. I know the fire marshal was on scene at the first of the week assessing the situation. Also, we had our insurance representatives who do the, you know, assessment of the damage. They were here at the first of the week, along with another insurance representative for the Playhouse who insures the content. So we'll be anticipating reports from the insurance adjusters and then make a decision about how to proceed with what we do with that building. And the problem with not having a dressing room, they will be using a RV-type vehicle where people can dress and everything, and the show will continue. But the big issue is what happens to that building. It's mm-hmm. our town building. You know, the Playhouse is scheduled to leave that whole venue in about 18 months and join the folks at the PAC with the new, you know, multi-million-dollar facility. So the big question is what happens to that building? Do we try to rebuild it? There was some, you know, damage to the metal structure. Or do we take it down and possibly use temporary trailers for them to complete their season next year? All of that's up in the air, and I don't really have any kind of definitive answer or plan about it. I would assume that the town board will have to also weigh in on which way we should go after talking with all the people that are involved.
Mr. Mayor, this past week in the Hollander, there was an article about the upcoming elections this fall for the town board. Three spots are up for grabs, and there was a rather disturbing statistic in that article. And if I recall correctly, it said there's about 928 registered voters in Highlands.
Correct.
And in 2017, 82 of them voted. That's something like 8% of the entire electorate, which sounds very depressing. But you have an explanation for that and how this 2019 election is vastly different.
I believe you will see a much larger turnout with that big of a field of candidates. But let me remind everyone that in 2017, I was up for re-election, and then we had two commissioners, Commissioner Calloway and Commissioner Patterson, up for re-election. We all ran unopposed. No one offered up, you know, a candidacy for the Board of Commissions, nor did anyone run against me as the mayor. So it was kind of an election with no opposition. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the time I was concerned, well, how many people are going to come out and vote? And I think it was about 70-something actually went through the motion of voting and casting the ballot. So this time with so many candidates, I think we'll have a great turnout. And, of course, I want everyone that is registered to vote to come out and participate in this process, listen to the candidates and their views on different issues in the town, and then on that November Tuesday, go out and cast your ballot. It's very important that everybody weighs in and their voices are heard.
Mr. Mayor, we've had the Bear-Proof Street Cans in service for, well, a couple months now, and I understand you're getting some reports on just how they're performing and how people are using them.
That is correct, Chris. And, you know, when you start a new system, you have a learning curve. One of the things we've discovered is that sometimes people put sticky food stuff like ice cream, melted ice cream, in the chute, and it becomes kind of a trap where it builds up more and more paper and so forth. So our sanitation crews are devising a system where they can go and clean those chutes and also clean the entire inside of the can, because most of the things that are going into it are food stuff. They're using different kind of sprays and detergents and everything to try to maintain the cleanliness of the street cans. They seem to work very well in deterring the bears. I think the bears have given up on any possibility of overturning those cans. But here's another problem that we did not anticipate. The cans have a very narrow opening, only for small boxes of like lunch boxes and cups and so forth. Thomas Craig, the chair of our planning board, sent me a photograph of one of the street cans this week saying, "Can you believe what has happened?" Somebody brought their household garbage to a street can, discovered that they couldn't put the bags of garbage in the street can. So what do? You just leave the bags of garbage on the sidewalk. And I'm sure you hear a little stress in my and frustration in my voice, but these are the kind of things that are going on that makes me very concerned about people who are unwilling to be conscientious about disposing of their waste here on the plateau.
Well, on that note, you and the town board took a little heat in the newspaper this week from a letter to the editor about the dumpsters at the rec park, their removal, and I guess the critique was that you should have seen this coming.
You know, I won't dispute that, and, you know, looking back, we probably should have realized that this would eventually get out of hand. It started off when we first put them out, and it seemed to be working well, but then it built up, so the writer makes a good point, and I accept that.
It's interesting, though. I mean, the dumpsters were not at the rec park for a very long time, and yet it seems the collective memory of the town is that they've been there forever and right. That these were wrenched from their hands.
And I'll add one other thing. When we removed them, we were having all this leakage of all that garbage, liquid, and everything. And I went there this week, and the kind of the trail, the stream trail going down, it's still there. That was really strong stuff. I was thinking that the rain and everything would dissolve it, but it might take some time. But, you know, that was one of the big problems. You generate that kind of liquid when you have a site like that, and the proper thing is to have those dumpsters and everything where it will be, the liquid will be channeled into a sewer or a holding tank. That's the kind of thing that we'll have to be aware of as we search for a convenience center site closer to town.
Mr. Mayor, I was down in Franklin the other day, and I saw a sign for the new Angel Medical Center at the site where they're looking to build. HCA seems to be doing quite a bit of stuff, certainly down there. What do you hear about any changes for HCA Mission Health here in Highlands and Cashers?
Well, Chris, I think it's in process. You know, Jackie Medlin, who was the chief nursing officer, she retired and is leaving the community, and I was sad to see that because I know Jackie had put a lot of time and invested a lot of energy into our hospital and also the transition to HCA. So, you know, my position, I'm observing what's going on. I know there's a lot of feedback from citizens both here in Highlands and in Cashers about having access to qualified doctors for different, you know, specialties. I'm aware of that. I'm sensitive to it. But, you know, my position right now is to kind of observe, wait, and see, because, you know, I think we have to give HCA and these new foundations time to adjust. We're just about a half a year into the transition in the sale. So I would say it's kind of a honeymoon period with this new administration, and we'll have to just wait and see what happens. I hope that the folks at HCA will have an opportunity to get to meet and learn about the community and the residents, and then start working with all the stakeholders in improving the healthcare situation here on the plateau.
Mr. Mayor, last but not least, you had your community coffee this past Friday, and you had a very special guest this time around, someone who's been with the town this summer and learning about what we do here in Highlands, and shared what she learned and taught some folks a few things too at your community coffee.
That's right. We had a great turnout at the Hudson Library of Interested Citizens. The Literacy Council was the sponsor of this event. And then we had Olivia Stueman, who is a public administration major at Appalachian State, who has been doing an internship with us here in Highlands at City Hall this summer. And she has been researching what we do as a community to promote green, sustainable initiatives. and what we could do to improve that effort. And she made a report of her findings, and it was very, very successful and very insightful. There are some things that we can do to advance this idea of having a green, sustainable community that she pointed out. Olivia also even went back and looked at our existing ordinances, such as buffers on streams and lakes, and things like our commercial tree ordinance, and shared her insights about what we're doing now. So it was a great presentation. We had a good give and take with the audience. And I told the audience and Olivia at the end of her presentation, as a former retired college professor who has supervised interns, after seeing her presentation, I'd have to give her an A. It was very good. But there are things that we need to be focusing on in the future about making this more of a green and sustainable community. And I opened the coffee by making an observation, and it really concerns me. I do believe that we have a planet that is undergoing climate change. I'm even a member of a mayor's group that addressed these issues nationally. And this past week, when we were having these huge heat waves, one of my friends called me up and said, "Did you see the map on such and such television?" And I said, "Yes, I did." And he said, it's a real concern for you, Mayor, because people are going to want to come in droves and live in Highlands. And here's what the map showed. It had all this red area surrounding the southeast with temperatures over 100 and so forth. And then there was this little cool green strip in the middle of it, and that is the Highlands Plateau and the Appalachian Ridge. And there, the temperatures were still cool. And, you know, when you think about it, we will have very hot temperatures in Atlanta, Greenville, other places, and we're always at least 10, 15, sometimes 20 degrees cooler. Mm-hmm. And people are discovering that, and I anticipate a lot of people wanting to come up here and live permanently in the future. And what does that bode for us when it comes to maintaining a green and sustainable environment? That's an issue that we'll have to be facing, I think, in the coming decades.
And that's an issue we're likely to discuss on future episodes, but that will wrap up this episode of Ask the Mayor. I thank Mayor Taylor for joining us this morning, and we both wish you a pleasant Sunday.